Ich bin Charissa und meine Empfehlung an alle Entrepreneure: startet mit Shopify erfolgreich durch. Ich verwende Shopify schon seit dem ersten Tag und die Plattform macht mir nie Probleme. Ich habe viele Probleme, aber die Plattform ist nie eins davon. Ich habe das Gefühl, dass Shopify ihre Plattform kontinuierlich optimiert. Alles ist super einfach, integrier und verlinkbar. Und die Zeit und das Geld, das ich dadurch spare, kann ich anderweitig investieren. Vor allem in Wachstum.
Jetzt kostenlos testen auf shopify.de.
Hello. Welcome to the Calming Anxiety Podcast Show with me, your host, Martin Hewlett. This is a weekend one. Just to let you know that next weekend I'll be going back to having interviews and I've got some amazing people lined up. Truly inspirational leaders in their own right for helping others find purpose and mental clarity. All next week, the shows are going to focus on coping with the worry, the anxiety of the pandemic. I think I'm getting more emails now than ever about how to cope, from worrying about your health to concerns for your friends and family. It impacts all of us. So if you've got anything specific you'd like me to focus on, then email me. The email address is calminganxiety@martinhewlett.co.uk. All the links for everything are in the show notes attached to this podcast and all the previous ones. This weekend, I'm recording all the bonus content for the membership page, so a big shout out to those who are there. Just longer relaxation sessions and building up that wall of confidence that we all need. But now I want to share a personal story to give you an idea of how your mental attitude, which you can change the way you view any of the issues that you face. This week, some of you may have already heard, if you tune in to the previous shows, I ended up in our local accident and emergency department. My ongoing one-year history of back pain had escalated. And I'm lucky. I live in England. We have the National Health Service. Within a few hours of being admitted, I'd had an MRI scan. And while the news was better than worse case scenario, where that would have involved surgery and long rehabilitation, I then was given this diagnosis of just age. Why couldn't they just turn around and go, face it, Martin, you're old, you've abused your body, and now life is caught up with you. But this issue is potentially career changing for me. And I was realising that the whole way through this entire process, from phoning my GP and being told to get yourself in. And I took a book with me. In fact, I took three, and I took my computer so I could still do the show if I was going to be staying in. So I was making plans, even before the diagnosis, of worst case scenario, of surgery, long-term rehabilitation, not going back to a career I love. I was making plans for best case scenario, miracle cure, and everything from one end to the other. The book I took was Let Go by Pat Flynn, and I'll put a link on the show notes. It's his story of being made redundant in 2008 after he'd just got engaged, from a career he was destined to be very, very good at, and how he pivoted and changed his life. And that book was just, it was the book I needed at that moment. Even when the doctor came back into the cubicle with my results and told me the good news, flip the coin and the bad news, and I thought, That's what's going to happen now. I cannot change it. I will not lose time feeling sorry for myself, because this is my life and this is my journey now. I truly believe it's at our lowest points, or when we face something like this, which I have in the past with other illnesses and my mental health, that's what defines us at our core. And don't you dare think, oh, it's easy for you, Martin, you don't know what I'm going through. You're right, I don't. But you have no idea how strong you really are when you dig down deep. I am never going to give you that magic pill and snap my fingers and you're going to be fine. What I will do is give you my view, my guidance, which has not just helped me, but helped so many other people, thousands. And you really can do it. You are listening to this. I'm going to be blunt. Don't you get it? You've already taken that biggest step. Your subconscious now is prepped and primed for a fantastic new way of thinking. You will have blips. You will have crap days. But you'll have many, many more better days. So I'm going to get on and record more shows, work on the calming anxiety app, which is going to be, I've got to say it, can I? Just awesome. We are putting in so many radical new processes and bits, technical term, it will blow your socks off. And it will just define how people can take back control of their lives. If you want to be first in line for the app, then do look at the link in the show notes just to register so that we can send you the link to it the day it comes out. It's fantastic. Yeah. You know, on podcasts, they always say, don't go, But it is a reflective moment. And this is about me and you just talking to each other. I know I can't hear you, but I view you and every other listener as being another me sitting across from me, across from the table, getting it, understanding that together we are going to live our best lives. Do some mindfulness today. Just take time out. Listen to another one of the calming anxiety shows, or find someone else. As long as you do something positive today, however brief. I will speak to you on Monday, when we will take back control over our anxiety, our fears, our concerns about the world around us. We'll have a week of super positive thinking. Take care. And as always, be kind. Goodbye.